The theremin is a unique instrument that was created by Russian inventor Lev Terman, also known as Leon Theremin, in 1919. Theremin's creation has been described as a, quote, purely melodic instrument of the electronic family, typically played by moving the right hand between two projecting electrodes, with the left hand controlling dynamics and articulation. As you will learn, the theremin extended beyond the boundaries of its time, as the use of electricity in music had not yet been accomplished. When the instrument was first invented, there were various presentations that were made for the Soviet Union in 1922, resulting in a wave of popularity for the instrument. Although the theremin may seem like a new instrument to many, most people have actually used technology derived from theremin's original designs. For example, automobiles, graphical interfaces, and touchscreen technology in smartphones are all examples of modern-day technologies that use the theremin's blueprints to make something completely new. More specifically, if you have ever used a Wii remote, you have used the same technology used in the antennas of the theremin. Shortly after Leon Theremin invented the theremin, he was abducted by the Soviet Union and sent to a laboratory prison in Moscow. During his stay there, he created the Great Seal Bug, a spying, passive listening device that was implanted into a wooden Great Seal of the United States. The seal was then given to the U.S. ambassador in Moscow, so the Soviets could listen in on conversations, and the ambassador did not realize this scheme until 7 years after accepting the gift.
Just looking at the theremin, one can tell that it is different. It bears no resemblance to any other instrument, or really to an instrument at all. Connected to a thin metal pole standing at about waist height, with a slim, simple, often wooden box about a foot and a half long, there are no hints as to how to play it, other than two strange-looking antennae on either end and a set of four knobs on the front of the box, which the majority of people would have no idea what to do with. The theremin is an intimidating instrument, and it begins to redefine what an instrument is with its looks alone. Many people would be able to recognize an instrument such as a clarinet as such, even if they've never seen one, just because of the way it looks. The mouthpiece and buttons are dead giveaways, and many would even be able to categorize it as a woodwind instrument or guess how to play it even with no background knowledge. This does not apply to the theremin. Upon seeing one, many people would have no idea what it is, let alone that it is an instrument or how to play it. In this way, it defies people's traditional assumptions of what an instrument is and what it looks like. Its looks alone start to get people rethinking their definitions of what an instrument is. The biggest thing that sets the theremin apart from other instruments is the way that it is played. The theremin is the only instrument in the world that the performer never actually touches. Instead, he or she changes the pitch and volume of the sound by moving his or her hands around two antennae. The first antenna, which stands upright at the top right side of the theremin, is controlled by the right hand and controls pitch. The player must move his or her hand closer to or farther away from the antenna to change the pitch. The closer the hand is to the antenna, the higher the pitch is. The second antenna is located on the left side of the theremin and is figured into an oblong ring shape that controls volume. It is controlled largely in the same way as the pitch antenna, as the farther from the antenna the player's hand is, the louder the volume is. When the performer moves his or her hand, the action changes the electromagnetic field between the two antennae, causing the change in pitch or volume.
An interesting parallel can be made between the theremin and the saxophone. Although it may seem as if these two instruments have nothing in common, in the article, The Role of Physics in Shaping Music, it is asserted that both the theremin and the saxophone demand the combination of both music, the arts, and physics. Going into greater detail, it is clear that the theremin relies on physics in order to function because of the electromagnetic waves that bounce out of the instrument and against the hands of the performer. Similarly, the saxophone relies on a complex set of mechanisms in order to produce the sound that, without the fundamental rules of physics, could not exist. Along with this, the saxophone was an extremely influential instrument for its time. Sound that it produced from the instrument was so new and refreshing to the world that people could not help but be intrigued by it. The theremin had a similar impact on the world, as the sounds resonating from the instrument were so peculiar that it drew in a large and unique audience. Although we have shared a lot of information about the theremin and how it is a revolutionary instrument, the question still stands of what sets it apart from other instruments of its genre. For example, other podcasts in the class are centered around instruments of the electronic family as well. We all listen to the sounds of Japanese music and the reggae sound system on the blog. Both types of music require big speakers to play the sounds that we all hear, making them a pivotal factor for the music's success. But what sets the theremin apart from these other forms of music is that the theremin is much more compact. This more advanced technology proves that the theremin plays a more important role in electronic music than its competitors, because it displays a mastery of technology, music, and convenience. The theremin does not require hours of preparation like in reggae or Japanese. You simply just set it up quickly and call it a day. Furthermore, it is clear that the theremin has made a lasting impact on society, as it is the base model for so many different forms of technology. Many other electronic instruments are not able to say the same thing. The theremin lives on as proof of how electronic music is able to shape the world around us.
The theremin is a very difficult instrument to control. Any small movements of either hand or the body will change the sound that is coming out of the instrument. This difficulty may contribute to the theremin's lack of popularity and general anonymity. According to Oxford Music Online, multiple versions were created in an attempt to make it easier to play, but they lacked the unique appeal of the original. One of the few theremin stars, and a woman who was revered and beloved by the small but passionate theremin community, is Claire Rockmore. Here is a clip of her playing the Swan, which shows her true talent and shows that the theremin is truly a very beautiful instrument when it is played well. Rockmore was capable of making the theremin sound much like a violin or a cello, or even a vibrato soprano human voice. She brought much more popularity, awe, and respect to the theremin in the United States when she began to play and perform in the 1930s. Steve Martin, director of the film Theremin: An Electric Odyssey, was quoted saying, "Claire is to the theremin what Andre Segovia and Jimi Hendrix combined are to the guitar. She was a student and close friend of the inventor Leon Theremin, and was a friend of the man who has kept the theremin alive in the modern age, Robert Moog." Rockmore's incredible talent validated the theremin as an instrument and brought a lot of respect to it as an incredibly challenging instrument to play and prove that it was capable of true beauty. Dr. Robert A. Moog, who is most well known for inventing the Moog synthesizer, has kept the theremin alive in the modern age, with the model that he improved upon theremin's original. By the early 1950s, theremins were not being manufactured, and Moog, in 1953, began to assemble and sell them to pay for his enrollment in Cornell University to pursue a PhD in engineering physics, which he received in 1965. As a child, Moog played around with the theremin and first assembled one at the age of 14. While he was in college, he made design improvements on the original, which are included in his modern model, and in 1954 published an article titled The Theremin in Radio and Television Review. Here is a clip of him on the tech TV show The Screensavers in 2003 talking about the theremin.
Hey, Dr. Theremin, is that right?
That's right. Leon Theremin was a Russian physicist, and he invented this in 1920.
That's early.
Yeah.
That's very early.
One of the very earliest.
Now, I guess it's pitch and volume are controlled by the two. Would you call them antennas? What do you call
them? They are antennas, okay. Yes. This is the pitch antenna. Mm-hmm. The closer I get my hand to it, the higher the pitch goes. And my left hand now is controlling the volume. The more I get my hand away, the louder the sound will get. And when I play it, I produce small pitch changes with my fingers, larger ones with my hand.
Wow.
And a vibrato just by shaking my wrist. And the rest is practice.
A lot of practice.
What sets the theremin apart is its wide range of sound capabilities. It can be used to perform beautiful music in the way that it was used by Clara Rockmore, or it can be used as a fun and unique sound effect as it has been in movies such as King Kong or Bride of Frankenstein, or in popular songs such as the Beach Boys' Good Vibrations. In the modern day, the theremin's unique sound is often used in movies and TV shows, especially those of the sci-fi genre, and is often associated with extraterrestrial activity and otherworldliness. In an article by John Seabrook titled Vibrations, Nick Irata, leader of the band Vodka, is quoted in regards to the theremin, saying, "It's funny to think that if the stock market hadn't crashed when it did, the theremin could have been like the electric piano, something people took seriously. Instead, it wound up only known as a sound effect." Irata clearly sees this as being a bad thing, yet it is another way that the theremin has redefined what it means to be an instrument, by not being only an instrument. The theremin redefines being an instrument because by many, it is not defined as such. Yet for all intents and purposes, it is one, and a successful one at that.
I love the colorful clothes you wear, and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air. I'm picking up good vibrations.